I mean, that's happening here too, but adsorption means binding to the outer surface of the cell. And a filamentous fungus can adsorb toxic heavy metals, bind them to the surface of its enormous network of filaments, and thereby detoxify a large soil ecosystem. The heavy metals are still there, but instead of leaching into the water system and contaminating the water underground, large amounts of these metals may remain bound to the chitin, to the cell walls of filamentous fungi in the soil, and thus remain chemically inactive for as long as 30 years, perhaps longer. In fact, we can actually use the cell walls of filamentous fungi as a filter, even after the fungi are dead. For example, the pharmaceutical industry grows filamentous fungi in large quantities in the lab. Like, to produce the antibiotic penicillin, the drug company grows the fungus Penicillium. And after the penicillin is extracted,